Friday means it's time for StoryCorps. As Hollywood prepares for the Oscars this weekend, we'll hear from a rancher in Texas who's appeared in 8 Oscar winners. For 40 years, Dean Smith made his living as a stunt double in Hollywood Westerns, films like True Grit, How the West Was Won, The Alamo. Today, he's retired from the movies and lives with his wife, Debbie, and son in Breckenridge, Texas.
I didn't want to be an actor just to be a dramatic actor. Getting into some kind of dramatic mood, that didn't seem to fit me too damn much. I'd either have to go out and fall off a horse or do a stunt fight. I've broken a couple of ribs here. I've had bruises. I lived pretty dangerously for 35 or 40 years there. I got in movie business in 1957. I was able to make all the leading men look good. And I even made a couple of girls look good, too. One time, I doubled Maureen O'Hara. I got the clothes, and I got this big red wig. When I got back on the set, they laughed at me, and they said my legs didn't look too much like Maureen's. Now, everything can't be all autographs and sunglasses. Now that I'm 81 and a half years old, you don't forget who brung you to the dance. In other words, there's a lot of people that helped me. Guys like Roy Rogers and Gene Autry and John Wayne, all these guys, well, they were like my relatives. And then I woke up one morning and they had all gone. But now I live on this farm where I was raised. It's not the biggest ranch in Texas, but it's a piece of dirt that I'm sure proud of. And when I die, I'll never be able to get all this dirt in that casket with me.
How would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered as the cowboy that could ride, run, and jump with anybody in the world. I'd like to do it again. Now, that's what I'd like.
Dean Smith, retired stuntman for Hollywood Westerns. He was interviewed by his wife, Debbie, and son, Finus, in Breckenridge, Texas. Their conversation is archived along with thousands of others at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And you can get the podcast at npr.org.